How hard is it for workers to take industrial action in Queensland and Australia?
Well, there are significant limitations on people's rights to take industrial action. Let me deal with it in two parts, because Queensland law covers local government and state government employees largely, and federal law covers all of the other workplaces. So if you're working in a private enterprise, you'll be covered by federal laws. It's true to say that both lots of laws, both Queensland and federal, have this concept of protected industrial action. What protected industrial action means is that the only time that you can legally take industrial action is when you are negotiating an enterprise agreement. It's a really limited view of what workers' interests are. It says that the only interest you have is when you're negotiating a wage increase or your conditions directly in your enterprise. It doesn't recognise that workers have interests about a whole range of broader issues which affect their working lives, which I'll come to. But let me give you some examples of when you can't take industrial action. So you can't take industrial action outside of that enterprise bargaining period when you are setting the terms and conditions for your own workplace.
What limits currently exist around the right to take action?
Workers, even when an employer cuts half the workforce or cuts your pay by 65%, if you're not in the middle of bargaining, you can't legally take any action to resist that industrial action. And equally, even if you were in enterprise bargaining in Melbourne doing that, if the employer was cutting your wage by 65% and you worked in Yatala, where Carlton United Breweries also has a brewery, those Yatala employees couldn't legally take any industrial action to support their colleagues, their workmates, down in Melbourne. It is that restrictive.
When you're talking about people striking in Yatala, is this related to like a sympathy strike?
Yeah, that's right. So the laws don't recognise that workers have a legitimate interest in what happens to other workers in their industry or in the country. So in that case, the Yatala workers couldn't have taken any action in sympathy with the workers in Melbourne who are having their wages cut by 65%. And of course, it is in workers' interest to do that, not just because it's a show of solidarity with their workmates in Melbourne, but also because there's a very practical reason for doing it. If they get away with it in Melbourne, it's going to visit you in Yatala very soon. And look, the other thing I should add is that particularly at a federal level, so this is where the distinction is drawn with the state government. At a federal level, there are, you know, unions have to go through this long and bureaucratic process before people can take industrial action, even in that small window that we have to take protected industrial action when you are negotiating an enterprise agreement. So again, it's very limited, very restricted. It's just one workplace doing an enterprise agreement about wages and conditions in that workplace, very narrow view of what workers' interests are. But even then, you have to jump through all of these legal hoops to be able to take industrial action. So you have to have secret ballots. It's often run by the Australian Electoral Commission. It can take weeks and weeks. I know that one of the big unions in Queensland, when Campbell Newman introduced these secret ballots in Queensland, one of the big unions to be able to take a ballot right across the state, it would take 10 weeks or more to be able to conduct that ballot. Now imagine what that does to momentum for people to take industrial action. Imagine how that lets the employer get organised against that industrial action to make it ineffective. So these bureaucratic processes, these secret ballots, which also give employers the opportunity to run down to the Industrial Relations Commission and run legal arguments around very technical issues about why ballots should or shouldn't be able to succeed. All of these things are roadblocks to workers being able to take industrial action, to being able to withdraw their labour.